In the Kriyas HaTorah that we read yesterday, Parshas Yisro, the Sedra begins with the description of the visit of Yisro, who's identified several times as Yisro Chosein Moshe, Yisro the father-in-law of Moshe, to the camp of Bnei Yisrael, and to Moshe himself. Some discussion among the Mefarshim whether the Torah is presenting the events in the chronological order in which they happened. In other words, did this visit of Yisro to the camp take place before the events of Matan Torah, which are described towards the end of the Sedra, or it actually took place after the events of Matan Torah, and for whatever reason presented earlier. But in any event, the Torah tells us in the first of the sources, Shmos Perek Yudches Pasuk Zayin, that when Yisro arrives, Vayetze Moshe Likras Chosno, Vayishtachu Vayishaklo, Vayishalu Yisroehu L'Sholom Vayavohu Ohela. When Moshe goes out to greet his father Yisro, and he bows and he kisses him, and they say hello to one another, and they come into the tent. So it's a little difficult in this pasuk because you have a couple of pronouns. He, right? He bowed to him.
Sorry. Oh. Can you speak?
He bowed to him. He, he greeted him. Who's the he? Who's the him? It's hard to say who's greeting whom, just from the words. Since it's in a pronoun form. So Rashi censored this in the second source. Rashi says, "Parak Yuches Pasuk Zayin." By Yitzei Moshe. First, says Kavod Gadol Miskabed Yisro Bozo. First, he said it was a great honor that was bestowed upon Yisro, because when Moshe went out to greet him, and Aaron and Nadav and Avihu all came, so it was someone like that, is when those kind of people go out to greet somebody, so it makes an impression on the rest of the crowd, who's here, who's coming? So they all join. Okay, anyway, but the second part of Rashi, Vayishtacho Vayishaklo, Eini Odea Mi Yishtacho Velami, it doesn't say who bowed, just said he bowed to him. But you had two people mentioned the pasuk, Moshe and Chosno, so who bowed to whom? So Rashi answers, "Kis the name of the Mechilta, we'll see in a second. Kishe who Omer Ish L'Reyehu Miha Kori Ish Zer Moshe Shnei Rabba Ish Moshe." It says Ish, so the subject is the Ish. Well, Yisro is also a man, but we find elsewhere in the Torah that Moshe is identified by Ish Moshe. So therefore, says Rashi, in the name of the Mechilta, then we know that the person doing the action here is the Ish, and that's Moshe, not Yisro. Okay, so that's how we know that Moshe bowed to Yisro, Moshe kissed Yisro, Moshe extended a greeting to Yisro, and so on. This comes to the Mechilta, which I have in the third source, Mechilta Rishmol, here in Yisro, and what's called Masechet Amalek in Parsha Aleph, on this pasuk, Vayishtacho Vayishaklo, same idea as Rashi says, except at the end, then he says, Hevi Omer lo Yishtacho Roshak el Moshe l'chomit. We can learn from here that it was Moshe who bowed and kissed his father-in-law. And the Mechilta adds, which Rashi doesn't quote in Chumash, the last line of three, Mikan Amru She'adam Muchan Lichvod Chomir. From here we see that a person should be prepared, should be ready in a mental frame of mind to exhibit honor to his father-in-law. So that's a mukor in the Chumash, you're honoring one's father-in-law. The same idea appears with slightly different words with the Medrash Lekach Tov, sometimes called Psikta Zutrisa, on this Pasuk in Yisro, Shmos Perek Yuches Pasuk Zayin, and so it's four, Vayishtachu Vayishaklo, Mikan, and he phrased it a little differently, that's why I highlighted it, Mikan shechayav adam lios noeg b'chomiv kavod. From here, it's obligatory. You know, the Mechilta didn't exactly say a chiyav, it just says Mikan amur she adam muchan lichvod chomiv, but the Psikta Zutra saw phrased it taka as Mikan shechayav adam lios noeg b'chomiv kavod. There's an obligation, it's actually a chiyav, and then the Psikta Zutra goes on to have the same proof that it was Moshe who initiated all the actions in the pasuk. The Alkut Shimoni, in source 5, again here in Parsha Yisro, it's Chelek Alav Remez Reish Samach Ches. Again, you have the whole same analysis of who is the subject and who is the object in these psukim. And at the end it says, again, a third lashon, Mikan Omar Shiyehei Adam Noheg Bichvod Chomiv. From here we derive that it is proper. It doesn't use the word chiyuv. It doesn't say muchan. So in the three different sources, the Mechilta, three different midrashic sources, halachic midrashic sources, the Mechilta, the Bishmal, Psikta Zutrisa, and Yalkut Shimoni, 3, 4, and 5, the phraseology is a little bit different. Again, in the Mechilta it says, she adam muchan, a person should be in the frame of mind, ready to exhibit honor. And the Medrash Lekach Tov, Psikta Zutrisa, says, chayav, mikan shechayav adam. And the Yalkut Shimoni quotes, mikan omar sheyehei adam. Okay, that may make a difference. Okay, we're talking about something that's basically derech eretz, it's proper, or is it taka chiyuv? And that may have, as we'll see as we go through the shir, a halachic ramification. But I just call your attention to the diukim in the different, slightly different presentations in the Medrash. There is another source, which Chazal point to, that demonstrates that one has to demonstrate honor, to show honor for an in-law. You look in source number 6, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perakov Dala. This is the famous episode, we all know the story, when David and Melech came upon Shaul, and he had the opportunity to kill Shaul, instead cut off the side of his coat. Remember that story? So there it's in Shmuel Aleph Perakov Dala. And in the course of the conversation there, right, David HaMelech says, Shmuel HaPerek HaVdal, starting in Pasuk Test, so it says, why would David show Lomos Yishmas Dir Adam Lemar Hinei David Mavakesh Ra'asecha? Why are you believing people who say that I, David, are coming after you and I want to harm you? And Pasuk Yud, he said, I came upon you in the cave and I could have killed you and so on, but I didn't. And then in Yud Aleph says, V'avi, Yud Aleph, the key word, the first word, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'avi, Re'ei Gam Re'es, Knaf Mi'ilcha B'yadi. My father, take a look at the corner of your garment that I have in my hand, because I could have harmed you, and so on and so forth. So the Chazal make a point, it's in the Yalkut Shimoni there in Shmuel Aleph, it's Chelik Beis in the Yalkut Shimoni, Remez Kuf Lamed Gimel, source 7, there it says, Amar Le David V'avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei, my father. Now, David, Shaul was not David's father, okay, but he was his father-in-law, because one of David's wives was Michal Bas Shaul. So says the Medrash Yalkut Shimoni there in source 7, Mikan Shechayev Odom Michlod Chamev Kib, Kichvod Aviv. So Yalkut Shimoni there in source 7, that's a marker. David HaMelech called him dad. He called him my father. Right? He said Avi. He was talking to Shaul. He called him my father. So therefore, the Yalkut Shimoni, and here the Yalkut Shimoni, unlike the Yalkut Shimoni Yisro, uses the word Chiyuv, Mikan Shechayev Adam Bichvod Chamev, and adds something else also that's important. Kichvod Aviv. Parallel. The obligation of honor is parallel to the obligation of honor you have towards your own father. That we didn't see in the other Midrashim either. We just said there's a chiyuv of kavod. All of this is going to become significant when we go through the poskim on this question. Yeah?
According to this Yalkut Shimoni, maybe it could only mean that somebody is obligated to be chayav and his father-in-law is Jewish. Because in the previous cases...
Yisro, different. Okay, so you're asking why do you have to have another mukor from Nach? Okay, that may be important too. Hold that thought as well. I just want to point out that there are other makaras in Chumash which indicate that the relationship between children, in-laws, and parents, and so on, is a relationship of, similar to that of a child to his parent. If you look in Parshas Vayeshev, starting source number 8, Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin, beginning of Pasuk Lamed Aleph, so this is the story where the brothers sell Yosef to the Yishmaelim, to the Midianim, whoever, and they take his coat, right? It says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayikus Ksonis Yosef, Vayishchatu Sivizim, Vayipulus Ksonis Badam, right? They took Yosef's coat and they dipped it into the blood, and they came back to Yaakov and they said, we found this, and Yaakov and Lamed Gimel recognized Vayakirov, Vayomer Ksonis Binei, Chaya Roa, Chalasu, Torov, Torov Yosef, right? The famous Pasuk where Yaakov concluded that his precious son Yosef had been attacked and killed by a wild animal. And Lamedal by Yikra Yaakov Simlosov, Yaakov tore his garments out of Avelus, by Yosem Sakmos, and by Isabel Abno Yomim Rabin. And he mourned for his dear son many, many days. And then Pasuk Lamed Hey says, Vayakumu kol banav v'chol b'nosav l'nachama. All his sons and all his daughters tried to comfort him, but by Imayin l'isnachem, but he refused to accept the comfort and so on. Now what's striking about that Pasuk, what do you mean kol banav v'chol b'nosav? All his sons and all his daughters. Well, how many daughters did he have? He only had one daughter. The Pasuk says in Parashat Vayetzeh, Bereishis Perek Lamed Pasuk Chafalav, source 9, V'achar yolda bas atik rosh modin, he had one daughter and he called it Dina. He only had one daughter. So what's this v'chol b'nosav? So Rashi there in Vayeshev again notices this in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hey, source 10, V'chol b'nosav, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achayos te'omos noldun kol shevet v'shevet. That every shevet was born, Taka had a twin sister with every one of the shvatim, when he was born, had a twin sister born with him. Even though it doesn't say that explicitly in the Chumash, the only girl who's identified specifically in the Chumash, the only daughter is mentioned specifically is Dina, but at least according to one Medrash, Rashi quotes, that Taka, there were other girls in the family also, so that's probably what it means, B'chol B'nosav. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rashi goes on, what's more relevant for us this morning, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Kenanias Ha'u. No, there were girls from the neighborhood, whatever, from where, the Eretz Kenan. Elamahu v'chol b'nosav. There were no twin daughters born. They married girls from Canaan. Elamahu v'chol b'nosav. Kalosav, his daughters-in-law. She'ein adam nimna melikro lechosno b'no lekalosav bito. Because people call their sons-in-law my son, and they call their daughters-in-law my daughter. That's common parlance in common expression in Hebrew and in English. People do not hesitate to call their sons-in-law sons and their daughters-in-law daughters. So therefore, it says v'chol b'nosav. Now, Ibn Ezra was more a literalist. Ibn Ezra there in Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Hey 11, V'chol b'nosav, it means bito uvas b'no. It means his one daughter and granddaughters. Okay, sometimes people call their granddaughter my children also. B'nei b'nam ayar kebonim. Maybe that's what it refers to. Okay, L'Reda B'chai says like that also there in Vayeshev, in Lamed Zayin, Lamed Hey 12, V'chol b'nosav, zu dina v'serach bas osher. But his granddaughter, Serach, fine. The same pasuk or similar pasuk appears later on in Parshas Vayigash in 13 and Perek Mem Vav, Pesukim Hey Vav and Sion, which describe Yaakov's journey down to Mitzrayim, the fateful journey that will keep the people in Mitzrayim until the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? So Vayakum Yaakov Vershava, he takes his whole family and so on, he took all their cattle and all their property, and a pasuk Zion, Bonav Uvnei Vonav Ito, his sons and his grandsons, Benosav Uvnos Bonav, his daughters and granddaughters. Now here, in this pasuk, it's harder to say that Benosav means granddaughters, because granddaughters is already mentioned, Benos Bonav is explicitly mentioned, so it's here harder to say granddaughters. Ibn Ezra suggests Benosav, it's he Dina Levada, that's only Dina. V'itachayin shahayol Dina Shvachos, maybe they were maidservants, they were her attendants, and whatever else, he suggests that, who grew up in his household, so therefore he calls them their daughters as well. Okay, the Medrash Rabbah and Bereshis Rabbah there in Vayeshev, which is probably the Mokor for Rashi, it's Parsha Pei Dalad, Simon Chof Aleph in the Medrash Rabbah and Bereshis, 15. One, Halavai Kovra, you know, we would have been better off, well, it's a strange statement, but Dina caused a lot of trouble for him, we'll leave it at that. Ela ein adam nimra meliko lechosno, no lechaloso bito. Right, a person will call his son-in-law his son, he call his daughter-in-law his daughter. The Medrash and Bereshis Rabbah and Vayishach Parsha Pebei Simen Ches in 16 has this other idea about the twin daughters being born with them. Anyway, there are different approaches. Again, I just put out the Maror Makomos in case you want to look them up. Kol Shevet Shevet Nolda Tomoso Imo says the Bereshis Rabbah and Parsha Pebei's Pirkei Devilezer says that. Bechein Noldu Zivugon Imam and Pirkei Devilezer Perek Lamed Vav and a Perek Lamed Tes. It says more like that. That's one way to learn Perek Lamed Vav. It says that the twin daughters were born. Okay, except for Yosef, a twin daughter wasn't born with him, and Dina, a twin daughter, was born. We'll see later with Binyamin, there were two twins born, all these different midrashim. But in the Pirkei Devilezer, Perek Lamed Tes, more significant for us, in 18, it says, V'lakach es noshav es bonav es benosa, ves benos bonav, and so on, shenemar, etc., right? And I, what do you mean? It says, ves dina bito v'kanomer benosav, l'lamercha she benosav she Yaakov neshe bonav hoyu. His daughters were his daughters-in-law. So again, you see that people are called daughters-in-law. Tosis and Baba Basra seems to accept the other view, in Kuf Chav Gimel Meral, Dir Masel Tiyoma, that a twin daughter was born. But the Yalkut Shimoni by Yeshev says again, in Remez Kuf Mem Gimel in 20, these sorts of go through quickly, just background information, different approaches. They married their sisters, that's a Behuda, right, the twins that were born, or it means daughters-in-law, because Ein Adam Monea Likro Lechosno Bno Ulechaloso Bito. It's a very interesting thing. It may have a ramification, halacha lemaisa, who these wives were. What is the difference? You know, there's a lot of discussion here, whether the wives of the Shvatim were Kanani girls, or they were twins that were born, different midrashim. So there's a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, Parsha Bei Simen Ches in 21, that says that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to, Amar Ocham Avchanina, Kevan She, Bo Avinu Yaakov, Li Pater Min HaOlam, when he was about to die, so he summoned his sons, okay, Vayikra Yaakov El Bonov, okay, and he gave them the bracha, and the tzivu, everything described in Parshas Vayechi. Okay, and he says when they bring me up to bury, and the whole family came up. The Pesukim describe, we read a few weeks ago, Vayechi, the whole family came up to bury, you know, Yaakov and Eretz Kenan, but he made a specific tzavor. He said, I don't want my coffin, my remains, being handled by anybody but you, my immediate sons, not in the grandchildren. Grandchildren, they want to come, they can come, but they should not handle my beer, my aron. Why? The law echad mibneichem, the last line of 21, mibnei shatem nitalta mignos Kenan. Because you married a Kanani woman, so therefore there's a certain pagam, so to speak, in the next generation, because they came from Kanani women. So therefore he didn't want those children who came from Kanani. Why? Who else are they supposed to marry? I don't know. But this may make a difference. According to this medrash, you know, it wasn't that they had sisters, you know, they're married sisters from, you know, from twins. It's just an interesting idea. And Yaakov Avinu was sort of makbid, and that's why it says at the end, Vayasa lo bonav kein kasher tzivom, bonav velo bnei bonav. Okay. But again, it's a possible distinction over there. In source 22, it goes on the next page, of Targum Yonason, the Kamul Kol Banav, the Chol Neshe Banav, and so on, the Targum Yonason also says, when it says, translates, Binosav, translates right away as Neshe Banav, but Neshe Banav, right, in Aramaic. Okay. Finally, the Ramban, over there in Parshas Vayeshev in 23, B'chol b'nosav, b'ito v'as b'nosav, but b'itochen, sh'kanes b'chol hazeh, gam kalos sov imahen, ki b'chol ha'bonos yikru gam ha'kalos kein. Okay, and again he says, ein adam nimna malikula kalos sov b'nosav, and he actually brings some proof from Pesukim in Tanakh. from Megillus Rus on Shavuos. Remember, well, he, Rabban quotes a couple of those psukim in 23. V'chein omra nomi lekaloseha lechna shovna binosai. Remember that pasuk there in part in Megillus Rus. Nomi tells the daughters-in-law. They were Ruth and Arpa were her daughter. Machlon and Chilin's wives were her daughters-in-law. But she called them Binosai, or a couple. She calls Ruth a few times. Lechi biti, right? She calls her my daughter, right? Hello Shamad biti. The Ramban quotes psukim from Megillus Ruth, where Ruth referred to Nomi as her daughter, even though it was her daughter-in-law. And the Ramban writes, "Enarak derechiba." It's not just derechiba. It's mamish. You know, like your daughters. It's like the daughters. It's the same thing. In the Daz of Kenny Balatosis there in Vayigash, Perak Mavav, Pasuk Zayin, Source 24, same idea. Actually, we have this earlier in the Torah as well. Again, just to finish up these sources, in 25, in Parshas Vayera, Perak Yotes, Pasuk Yudbeis, that's when the Malachim come to Sodom for the purpose of destroying the city, and they're rescuing Lot. And they say to Lot, in Perak Yotes, Pasuk Yudbeis 25, Vayomer Hashem el Lot, Od mi lechofo, right? They're telling Lot, you better get your whole family out of here because this place can be turned upside down, right? And it's Od mi lechofo, chasan uvanecho v'nosei. And his sons-in-law, sons, daughters, round up the family, okay? And Ibn Ezra there in Parash Vayera says, 26, Od mi lechofo, yesh lecho chasan uvanecho, o chasanim shehem kivanecho v'chiv nosecho. Or any in-law children who are just like the sons and daughters. So, way back then already, you see sons-in-law, daughters-in-law refers to as sons and daughters. This will have a halacha lemaisa import in a, nothing to do with honoring per se, which we'll get to in just a moment, with Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat. Simon Membei Sif Tesvav refers to a document. You have a shtar, it has to do with lending, borrowing, a business, a document, a business, and there's a reference, and you know, there are certain things that are, if there's something that's untrue that's in a document, so it can invalidate the whole shtar, right? Invalidate the deal. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Choshen Mishpat Simon Membei's Sif Yutesvav, the Ramor writes, Misha Megado Yosom Besoch Beso. A guy raised an orphan. It wasn't there raised as a child that had no parents. Because of Bishtar Bini, and he wrote in the Shtar, my son, he referred to him as my son. So says the Ramah, no, that's not Lo Mikri Mizuyuf. That's not a forge. That's not a fake Shtar. That's a real Shtar. Because since he raised him, it's okay to call this child. He wasn't biologically his son, but he raised him as a son. So therefore, it's acceptable in the Halacha and the Shtar to write my son. And the Miris and I, and the Sma, it's one of the commentaries on the side of the page in Choshen Mishpat, there in Simon Mem Beis, you've caught in Mem Aleph, says, V'chosav Ocham, U'mehai tamay yesh lahachshim kosav l'chamoso imo. He referred to his mother-in-law as his mother. That's also not a shtar mezuyav. In other words, it's the same thing, and that's we see from all these psukim, that sometimes you refer to your son-in-law as your son, your daughter-in-law as your daughter, your father-in-law as your father, your mother-in-law as your mother. Again, it has ramifications in Hilchos Shtaros, that that's not a call, called a shtar mezuyav, because this is considered the norm. An interesting Gemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel and Beis, at the end of the Chanukah Sugatak, it's the Rechista Ahaberogel, the Habachalaf, the Tanai Pischa, the Beinosha, the Rav Shizvi. Rav Chista used to walk past the home of the Beinosha, the Rav Shizvi. Okay, now Rashi in 30, what's the Beinosha? Either his father or his father-in-law, or the future father-in-law. Chazad the Habarogel Beshragetuba. He lit a lot of candles in the house. That's the Gemara that said that somebody who's careful about lighting candles is going to have children of Tamil Chacham, the Shabbos candles, the Hanukkah candles, and so on. Anyway, so Rav Chista used to walk past this house. Omar Gabra Rabba Nafak Mahacha. I know that from this house is going to come a great person. Taka Nafak Minai Rav Shizvi. Rav Shizvi came. Now, according to the interpretation that the house that he walked by was the house of his future father-in-law, he didn't come from that, right? That's not his child. What do you mean from this home was going to come a Talmud Chacham, a great person? It wasn't from this home. It was his father-in-law. But Rashi says, the chosno kivno, 30, chosno kivno. So your son-in-law is like your son in that regard. And the Sholem Eishav, Yosef Sholem Nathanson, in the 1800s, Sholem Eishav, Adur HaKamachelik Beis, Simon Yudtes, the end of the Tshuva, 31, he writes that it's okay if a person... that it's for a person to refer to his father-in-law, as rather his son-in-law, as his son, Chosna Beno, he brings a raya from this Rashi. Okay, so Adkan, demonstration, proof, that we see that sons-in-law can be considered like sons, daughters-in-law like daughters, and the relationship goes the other way as well. And so, on the basis of all of this, now we come to Source 32. The Tur writes in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Kibbutz Ba'Eim, Simon Reish Mem, Okay, Simon Reish Mem, it's actually Sifchot Al doesn't say that. V'chayav l'chabed chomiv k'diksiv avi re'e gam re'e. The Torah paskins, I mean the Torah don't have a sif exactly, but the new Torahs do. But the Torah says it is proper, it is a chiyuv to honor your father-in-law based on which pasuk, not grounded the pasuk from Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe for the reason the gentleman mentioned before, you mentioned before. You see, Taka, the Torah quotes the pasuk from Shmuel with David HaMelech and Shaul. Interesting. The, what? Perhaps, I don't know. That's a good question. Perhaps. The Torah, again, it's striking that the Torah quotes the Pasuk Mishmuel. We'll see other approaches to that. The Prisha there on the Torah in Lamed Beis, 33, the Prisha was afraid, we don't know correctly, that we don't know the Pesukim from Navi so well, so when the Torah quotes a Pasuk from Navi, he better tell you where it is. So he tells you where it is. He says, by David, we haven't seen it already, but he says, David Amar Hachil Shaul, Shmuel Aleph Chavdal, Bekorile Avi Mipnei Shehoya Chamiv. Okay, now, right away, the Bach comments. Okay, all jokes aside, the Bach comments in Simon Reish Mem 34, V'chayev l'chabed chomiv d'chsiv avi ra'ei gam ra'ei v'hu adin chamoso, same thing with the mother-in-law. Bach puts that right in there. You could argue a guy wants to be medayik. What do you mean? David HaMelech was talking to his father, Shaul. Who said he would have said the same thing to Shaul's wife? But the Bach takes care of that possibility by telling us that right off the bat that it's the same thing with the mother-in-law. V'chayin kozal had to be saved to the u'posha to, it's obvious, he said. It goes without saying. Okay. The Bach knew his bread was buttered. And Bach was, his wife told him to say that, right? But whatever, he tells us right off the bat. Okay? Now, but then he adds something important, Allah HaLamaisi. He says, Miloshon Rabbeinu Yeroeh, it appears to me, She'eno Chayav, what is the nature of this Chayav? Okay? What is the nature of this Chayav, says the Bach? It's Ki'im L'chabdo K'derech Shemechabed Hazakenim. This level of kibud is the level that is due in general to elderly people, Tamei Chachamim, okay, in other words, it's not the same as kibud Ava'im. A kibud Ava'im, the Sugin Kiddushin, I didn't print it, the Surah is not directly our subject, but the Sugin Kiddushin explains that when it comes to kibud Ava'im, there are specific services that are required. Machilo, we have to provide him food, Mashkeu, with drinks, Machniso, help him come in, Motzio, help him go out. There's certain specific, I would summarize all those obligations as providing services. You have to provide services to your parent. The Bach is noted, the Torah exactly, just says Chiyuv of Kovod. There are other Chiyuv of Kovod as well. So here, any Zokain, any, so you have to, now parents, Zokain usually describe either the Talmud Chacham or somebody beyond the age of 70, so the in-laws could be younger than that, you'd still have that obligation, but it's not more than that. Okay, so that's what the Bach says. It looks from the Torah like it's not going to be any more than a regular covered with kima v'hidur. Kima means you stand up and you show general kind of reverence, but not necessarily obligation for specific services. But the Bach points out, of Medrash Shochar Tov, that's a Medrash in Dilim, Isa B'Hai Lishna, okay, they quote the Medrash Shochar Tov, that's a different point, and we saw it before. Mikan shechayv adam bichlod chomiv kichvod aviv. We saw that source earlier. What number was that again? We saw it not on the shochet. We saw it in a different medrash. But that mamish said that the level of chiyuv of kavod is the same. The fun where that was. I forgot where it was. But it was number seven. Yalkut Shimoni in 7. The Yalkut Shimoni back in source number 7 said that taka the obligation of honoring an in-law is the same as the parent. So the Bach points out there is such a mocker. That doesn't seem to be, he says, what the Torah is saying, but he says, Mashma shekol mashem b'chuyv lasos b'aviv, b'chuyv gam kein lasos b'chomiv. Whatever is due the father-in-law, and it doesn't mean only father-in-law, he already told us, it means mother-in-law too, is just have to do with it. I'm sorry, whatever you do to your father and mother, it's the same thing, so to the in-law. And he said, v'tema shelo kosarenu came to Farish. I'm surprised that the Torah didn't say that. And gam shar mechad v'lo habiyadin zeh kalika. And I'm also surprised that the other great poskim didn't bring this whole din altogether. At least the Torah brought it. At least the Torah mentioned this whole chiyuv of honoring in-laws. The Bach is somewhat astonished that the regular Rishonim don't seem to cite this obligation. Okay? So he says, perhaps it's because that whole mukkar from Shmuel is a questionable mukkar. Because again, it's not 100% clear from the source itself who David was talking to, and there's a difference of opinion in Medrash. So the talk, the Bach quotes, "V'nir the mishum debos or haki masik amar Yehuda avi re'ei amar l'shol v'gam re'ei amar l'avner." Okay, there's a question of who was talking. Avner was also there. So who was David talking to? You know, you don't usually have in Tanakh three-way conversations, recorded. Certainly not in the Chumash. There's perhaps one place, but they don't seem to usually it's two people talking to each other. You only have three-part or three-way conversations. But Avner was also there at that time, so the Medrash works out different. The Rabbanon say that when he said Avi, he was talking to Avner, was David. And Avi didn't mean really his father. It's like, sir. You know, it was a title of respect, you know. I mean, you know, Havdil, by the garden, they call the priest father, you know. So it didn't mean literally my father. It's called him sir. It was a title of respect, and therefore, he wasn't calling Shaul at all. So therefore, Ein Raya Misham Tzarech L'Chaber Chamiv K'Avim. Avner was not his father-in-law. Okay, so if he was talking to Avner, it's, again, it says the Bach, perhaps it's unclear from that mocker who David was talking to. You don't know exactly have such a strong, or Mishum Hachish Mitua Poskim. And that's why the Poskim perhaps left it out. Ava Rabbeinu Svirile, but Rabbeinu the Tur, hold no, there is a mocker, but it's not the unbelievable covered like parents, but it's a lesser type of a covered, and it's just some who mixes us. It's a little bit of an obligation. This obligation appears in the Shulchan Aruch. Yerdeh Simon Reish Mem Sivchav Dalab 35 Chayev Adam Lechabed Chamiv. The Taz in Sivkot and Yates quotes the Makkah from Shmuel. Right, the Mechaber doesn't quote a Makkah, but the Taz Sivkot and Yates quotes the Makkah, and he says from David, you know, from the story of David and Shmuel. But then, showing respect to his father-in-law, the Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. Right, the Bach was the father. A lot of times, like over here, the Taz refers to the Bach as Mem Vav Ches, Mori Vechosni, my father, my master, my father-in-law. So the Taz was the son of the Bach, so he respects him. Vechosa, Mori Vechosni, Zahu Adin Chamoso. He quotes his father-in-law saying the same thing is true of the mother-in-law. Okay, and Pesachei Tshuva says it also in Sivkot Nechav 37, Chomiv Ein Berhetiv Hu Adin Chamoso. And he refers to another situation where it comes up in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is with regards Rachman Al-Tzan to Hilchas Avelus. It refers to Yaradeya Simon Shin Ayin Dalad. There I printed in 38 for you. The din, the Gemara has a din that Kol Misha Misabel Olav Misabel Imo. Rachman Litzan, if there's somebody for whom I would have sit Shiva, if God forbid they died, when they are sitting Shiva from someone's not one of my immediate relatives, so I'm supposed to sit Shiva with them. Later on, there are more, we don't follow that practice anymore. But there's such a din, Kol Misha Misabel Olav Misabel Imo, in Meis Lo Meis. Okay, if the person is still alive. But chutz me'ishto, sha'afal pisha mis'abel aleo, eino mis'abel ima el alaviyo al ima mishum kovid chomi v'chamoso. A person, if God forbid, an in-law passes away, so he's not required to sit shiva, even though the wife is someone for whom you would sit shiva, God forbid, in that situation, but you're not required to sit shiva other than because of kvod chomi v'chamoso. Okay, but if she's sitting shiva, let's say for her brother, okay, or for her sister or something like that, then you, the husband, would not have to join her in the shiva. But for the parent, you would, or your in-laws, because kvod chomiv v'chamoso. There's a mechaber there in Hilchos Avelos, Yerdei Simon Shin Ayin Dalet Sivvav, mentions specifically chomiv v'chamoso both, and there is such an obligation. Okay. Later on, the Ramor writes on the fourth line, "Yeshom da idna." Next one, "Yeshom da idna noagin lahakel b'avelos." We don't do this, or it's a lesser stringent avelos. And people today are mochel, so we don't really do this whole din today, and someone who's machmer to do it is eno elamina masmiyim, it's not an acceptable practice, we don't do it. Just marry tzas avelus, you know, you don't make a party, in the house, so God forbid, you know, you tone down and you show some avelus and so on, anyway, at least until the first Shabbos. Okay, those are details in Hilchos Avelus. But the, alright, so the Pesachei Tshuva there in Yeridei, and Sivkot and Gimel, and Sivin Shin Ayin Dalet, it says there's some sort of a relationship there as well. Just to look at the source which the Bach quoted, that's the Medrash called the Medrash Shochar Tov, Medrash Tilim in Mizmor Zion Ozdalad and 40. Kevin Sheshama David Kach Amalei V'Avi, who's he talking to? So one opinion is Mikan Shechayv Adam Chod Chom Chichod Aviv. But who do Amar Avi Rei Gamrei Avi Rei Amar Shol Gamrei Amar Avner? So he's, and again, there's that machlokas. And the other Rabbanan Amri, Avirei Amar Levavne, he was talking to Avner, that's why there's no real mucker from there. And therefore the question is it a real Avelus, or is it a real Chiyav, or a lesser Chiyav? And again, it can go back to the Makaris that we started with, which I said we'd come back to. The Makaris on the first page discussed, is it a real Chiyav? Is it just, you know, a nice thing? It's Derech Eretz, right? And we saw different expressions. In the original Midrashim that we saw, maybe that plays a role in determining what the nature of the Chiyav. Is it Mamish, like this source, 40, according to that opinion, says, Shechayv Adam Bichvod Chomiv, Kibichvod Aviv, it's Mamish the same as a parent, and it fits in with all those drush that we saw, that, you know, the daughter's called the father, the father called the daughter, daughter's-in-law rather, called the father, the father called the daughter's-in-law my daughter. Based on that, it's mamish a literal relationship, or no, it just means that it's proper, it's the right thing, and so on. The Shach, in Siman Reish Mem, Sifkot Chav Beis, quotes the Bach, the Hainu Shesamchu b'miktsas, L'chavod v'chayev l'chavdo kimo shar zekeinim chashuvim. It's not like parents. It's like other important, you know, other important zekeinim who are worthy of your respect. That's what it is, but it's not the same as parents. Okay, that's out of Chay Odom Paskins as well. Klal Samach Zayin Sivchof Dalet, 42. Chayev Odom l'chaved chomim v'chamosa shari David Karol Shol Avi shu chomim v'chayev l'chavdo kimo shar zekeinim chashuvim. Okay, that so says the Chayotim as well. The Levush, Sin Reish Mem Sifkov Dalet, says not that way. The Levush takes a stringent position. So, 43. The Levush is in Sin Reish Mem Sifkov Dalet, 43. Chayiv Adam Bechvod Chomiv Kechvod Ovid. He doesn't say like Shire Zakanim. So basically, the Machok is the early poskim. Exactly how far does this obligation go? Is it mamish, you have to honor your in-laws, the same level of responsibility that we have with kibbutz avim? Or is it just kishar zekeinim, and we have prominent authorities on each side of the machlokas? In his commentary on that Shulchan Aruch called the Birka Yosef, that's the Chidah, from Chaim Yosef David Azulai, it's important, other than the Mechaber, Rosh Hakar is considered the biggest of the poskim among the Sfardim. Okay, a lot of times Sfardim will refer to him as Maran HaChidah. Chidah was a prolific writer. I mean, there's just, I think I have at home maybe 30 or 40 Sfardim just from him. He's just a prolific writer. You know, a lot of people have a minig to name the Sefer some connection with their own name. Right? So this Chidah had three names, Chaim, Yosef, David. So he had a lot of names to work with, so he wrote Sfardim with different names. Some of them use Chaim, some use Yosef, some use David. So the Birka Yosef uses Yosef. Anyway, so for Birka Yosef is his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. So there in Yeridei, Siman Reish Mem, source 44, Sivkot Mechav, he says, Chayav Adon L'Chabed Chamiv, Mashma Kavod Ba'alma Avalo Kichvod Aviv. Again, the Birka Yosef is later, it's only Achronim. So he again deals with this dispute, and he says that the based on the language of the Shulchan Aruch, it says mashma kavod ba'alma, and not like parents, not on that level. And he quotes that this is, and he says why is based on the Bach. He says because that medrash is not really a strong raya, because this it wasn't according to one view, which is taka the majority view in that medrash that we just saw before. Until him, David wasn't even talking to Shaul when he said Avi. According to one opinion he was, but according to Abani, he was talking to Avner, so there's no real great raya, okay, and therefore, the third line of that line from Mikol Mokom, Sovar Hatur Dechayev Lechavdo Kishar Zekeinim Chashuvim, but he writes, Avala Poskim Hishmitu, okay, but the question the Chidor now wonders, Badayin Tzrichon Alamodoi, the Ma'achar Shah Poskim Hishmitu, the Kamakar Abonon, Mashma the Chama v'Kishar Nizamu Ma'atur Livsok the Chayav the Chabir Chama. So wait a second. So if that Raya is not a good Raya, so what's the Torah doing? In other words, if you have already sources, and we'll see inside in a second, but if you have already sources in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to respect elders and so on, and we assume that that Raya from David HaMelech is not really a solid Raya anyways, so you don't need a special presentation. You have to honor your in-laws. Yeah, you have to honor anybody, any elder. Yeah. Wonderful question. Hold on one second. Let's segue into the next. Very, very good. Maybe we'll see this. Very good. But the Bach, the Bach, Birka Yosef says, once the Bach shows that this isn't a solid raya, said, what's the Torah talking about? Why did the Torah bring it out altogether? The Eshloma, the Savar Torah, the Kevah, the Ikalamad, the Meshachayev, Lechavdo, Ke'aviv, he says, so the Birka Yosef says, the Torah is kind of like an in-between position. Those who hold that he was talking, that David was talking to Shaul when he said Avi, will learn that he meant Mamish Avi. So therefore, you're Chayev Kechvoda Lechavdo Ke'aviv. So therefore, he said Mistama the Rabbanon, who say the other way that David wasn't talking to Avner. But we don't want to make the Machlokas Min Akotze Lakotze, right? We'll say the Rabbanon will agree some cover, just not like the father. It's kind of a middle position. That's how the Chidor explains. Right, Mistama Gam Rabbanu Islam Shechayv Lechavdo Mia Kavod Alma, and not like the father. In other words, we always try. That's a general rule in Gemara. We find, you know, if we can limit the machlokas, why should we assume that people are arguing mamish from one extreme to the other? If we can limit the machlokas, we'll do it. So here, there's one opinion that says that David was talking to Shaul, and from here we derive you mamish have to honor an in-law the same way you have to honor a parent. So rather than saying the other position holds, no, you don't have to. So they'll say you have to honor, just not like a parent. So that's the Chidor's answer why the Torah brings this din. Inami, now comes your point. Inami says, maybe the Torah was thinking not only of the pasuk by David HaMelech, but also of the episode by Yisrael and Moshe. Yehirah da Torah ma'asher o'mechilta. It's after o'mechilta. Right? By Yishtachah, by Yishakal, the whole medrash that we said. And the Torah, and the Birkei Yosef points out, because it also says Mikan Omru, right? We had in the source, we saw on page 1, the Mechilta, on yesterday's Sedra, tells that Moshe was the one who bowed to Yisro and kissed Yisro and so on. Mikan Amru, she'adam muchan l'chaber chamev. So it's also Mikan Amru, they're also a source. And by the way, there's no argument. No one says, oh no, actually Moshe was talking to somebody else. Or Yisro was talking to him. Everyone agrees. So says the Chidah, he says, you have the drusha from the Mechilta regarding Moshe and Yisro, Satake, and lo pligi rabbanu hasam. Nobody argues, okay, in that case. All right, now he says, but he's medayik in the fact that it says she adam muchan. It doesn't say quite the lashon of chiyuv, and that's why we tone it down and don't say it's exactly like the parent. That's the Chidor's second interpretation. Certainly, you have to honor the in-laws. The question is, but he says he doesn't understand why. He leaves it a little difficult. Your question. How come nobody quoted that? Maybe it was your answer. I don't know, it was a goy, whatever. Or he hadn't converted yet. But anyway, that's the Chidor leaves that a little difficult. It's okay with the Torah. He worked out the Torah. The question is, why didn't anybody else say that? So the Torah Tamima on yesterday's lane, the Torah Tamima here in Yisro, Parak Yud Ches, that same passage in Os Ches, the Torah Tamima, first of all says, all right, he's bothered by the whole limud from the word ish, because he points out, how do we know that it was Moshe honoring Yisro? Because it says, Vayishalu ish l'rehu. So elsewhere in the Chumash, Moshe is called ish, Vayish Moshe. So it points out the Torah Tamim. You know what? Yisro is also called ish. When Moshe first comes to Yisro, it says, Vayo Moshe, Loshemes, Eso ish. He's talking to Yisro. So wait a minute. So the Torah Tamim says, what's going on? So he gives a teretz in the first paragraph there. Yeah, but it's not called the Ish Yisro, right? Moshe is called the Ish Moshe, Moshe Ish a few times. Okay, but the interesting stop. But he is also bothered by your question, Mr. Rizky, the second paragraph 45. Why did they bring this medrash by David? First of all, it's always better to have a mocker from the Chumash than from Navi, if you have a choice. I mean, you want to bring a mocker from the Torah, it's more powerful raya than it is from Tanakh. So he says, well, that's why everyone brings this. Okay, and he's further bothered by the fact that the Rambam, when he speaks about Hilchos Kibud Ha'Em and Hilchos Mamrim Perek Vav, Lo Huva Klal Din Zev, is that Tema? I don't understand that they have a Mechilta. Okay, it's not Stam a Mokra, it's a Medrash Halacha, and so he wonders about it. The Mokra with David, you could say there's a different opinion who was speaking to whom and so on, like we said already a few times. But Ba'ya same Joshua Vaneinu Shemakor Batorah. Okay, and it's out of Machokas. He writes it's Tzorech Iim Gadol. Okay, things are very, very difficult. All right? And not only that, but to say, like some want to suggest, well, you only learn from this that some minimal chiyuv. Says the Torah to me, excuse me, but what does the pasuk say? He bowed to him, he kissed him. That's not just saying hello. That's a much higher level of kibbutz. So the Torah to me says, and he leaves it as a kasha. He's, in other words, number one, it seems strange that nobody seemed to quote the mocker from the Torah, okay? And the number two, to say, well, it doesn't really mean, what do you mean? It says, Vayishtachu, or Bevadai ein muchiyom v'hashtachu v'ayav v'neshika l'stam zakenim. The Torah to me, stam zakenim, there's no din to bow down again. So that's an interesting point that he makes.
The pshat is that it's not mamish like a mitzvah kibud avayim.
Yeah.
Because I would assume that everybody would agree that you don't have to honor the father or the father-in-law.
Right, okay, so there are going to be differences, that's true.
It's
okay,
that
it's a hard...
Right, one,
okay, it's not quite, it's not quite the same. Good, okay. I just want to point out, I printed in Source 46, the Aruch HaShulchan, who was the father of the Torah Tamima. The Torah Tamima is named by Baruch HaLevi Epstein, and his father is Rechil Michal Levi Epstein, the author of the Aruch HaShulchan. Even not that I'm an expert in any way in the Torah Tamima, but I only came across once or twice they ever quoted his father for whatever in the Torah Tamima work. But anyway, but the Aruch HaShulchan there in Yoridei, in Reish Mem, Sif Mem Dalad, he also has a problem with the whole Raya, because he brings many other psukim from Tanakh where people called other people Avi, like I said before, as the title. He said Eliyahu Navi called Elisha rather called that a Navi, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael, right? He called him Avi, and he, because it's Rabbi Muvok, right? It was Rebbe. And Naaman, it says, not Jewish, but Naaman calls him Avi, and Eov with his friends, and there's Avi many times. You have this. He's not sure of why that raya is. It's interesting. Rabbi Yehudah Yosef in the Tshuva Chelek Vav of Yichavadah Siman Nun Aleph, source 47, says he's not so bothered by why nobody quoted the Mechilta. Okay, that's what disturbed the Tar Tzmima, disturbed some of us. Okay, Rabbi Yehudah Yosef tries to answer that point by saying, if you look carefully again in the Mechilta, it doesn't say Lashon Chiyuv. It says Sheshei Adam Muchan. He's Medayek that it never says. Now, the truth is, we saw Makoros from the Parshan Yisro in the Lekach Tov and the Alkut Shimoni, Lekach Tov said Chayev. Okay, Lekach Tov is not as I don't want to say not as important, but it's not as authoritative necessarily a source as would be the Mechilta. So Rav Avadya Yosef says Muchan Adam means it's. What does it mean? And not only that, but that which the Torah says, Gama hashtachavoyev ha-neshika, eina mitzarchiv el-aminik derech eretz. So he says it's, from the Mechilta, and from what Yisro, from what Moshe did to Yisro, that's not kibbut, that's derech eretz, loshen chiba, and so on. Yeah.
Does anybody bring a bakar from Yaakov and Logan?
From Yaakov, I didn't see it. I could have said that also. Does he call him Avi, he showed him covered.
He treats him with. On the other hand, he leaves in the dead of night.
In the middle of night. I don't know. Didn't see anybody bring it up. Just as a side point, 48 and 49. That's a side. The Shulchan Aruch tells us there is a general din for covered for Talmid Chacham. That's in Yerodesim and Reish Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Sasei Lokum Ipnei Kol Chacham. And with the Talmid Chacham, you have to stand up. And it means even if it's not your Rebbe, just he's Gadol Mimeno, someone's more learned and so on. And the Aruch HaShulchan there, it's in Reish Mem Dalet 49. Sif Yud, again, just describe what's the Chiyav here. The Chiyav is not Kima Han Behina Lefimashin Yisbar. It's Tzichon Lakum Rei Zoken Ben Ayim Kima Gemura. When a person older than 70 comes, he requires Kima Gemura, and that's a discussion again. What is Kima? Kima Behider. Okay, but I put that in just so you should know what the source is for the for standing for others as well. But getting back to our shir, our topic, and source 50, the Chida back there in Yerodeis in Reish Mem Siv Katan Chof Beis V'chein Ha'isha Chayeves L'Chabed Chamia V'Chamosa B'Masha Tuchal. This whole before we said that a man is not only obligated with his father-in-law, but obligated with his mother-in-law too. Now the Chidah points out, and the same thing with the woman and her in-laws. In other words, it's not just the man with both his father-in-law and even his mother-in-law, but the other way also. The girl, the daughter, the wife, okay, Cheno Isha Chayeves L'Chabed Chamia V'Chamosa Tuchal. The Isha, huh? Yeah, okay, no, but that's because she's busy with her husband. The Ish Isha Shav B'Shirem. Men and women are the same in this regard. Ella, here's why. She Isha Rishus Acherim Aleha. She has some subordination to her husband. Aba Masha Tucho Chayeves. V'yagadel Chiyava Isha, in a certain way, she Chayeves Yosef B'chod Baila V'zehu Kvodo. The woman has an obligation of honoring her husband, so this is part of honoring her husband. Even though the husband has an obligation to honor his wife also, the Rambam has that in the end of Perek Tesvav, Hilchos Ishah, both sides. But okay, that's what the Chidah mentions here. There's actually a specific Gemara, very interesting, a Mishnah in Ksubis, that says on Daf Ayin Beis Min Aleph, Ve'ela 51, Ve'ela Yotzei Shalom B'Ksuba. Here are situations where you divorce the wife, you don't have to pay the Ksuba. One of Abishalom, one of his, Af HaMekalelos Yoldov B'Fonav, she curses her in-laws. It says that forfeits the ksuba. Curses Mikaleles Yoldov. She curses those who gave birth to him. His parents, her in-laws. You curse your in-laws, at least Befonov. So then, and the Rambam brings that halacha in Hilchos Ishah Perchav Dalav Yudbeis. That's called Overes Al Das Yehudis, a Jewish religion. Shehoytzim Mikaleles Avi Baila Bifnei Baila. And Shulchan Aruch brings it too. Evan Ezer Hilchos Tubis Simon Kuf Tezvav Sivdal 53. Ezeu Das Yehudis Oy Shehoytzim Mikaleles Avi Baila Bifnei Baila. Bechol Echad Meilo Teitzei Belo Ksuba. It says, okay, you lose your ksuba. An interesting question is, we know that there are two obligations regards to parents, right? There's kibud ova'im, kavod, and there's also mora, right? And the Saras Dibro says kavod isaviyach esemecha, but in Parshas Kedoshim says ish imo v'aviv tiro'u. And the Gemara in Kedushin distinguishes. Kibud, as I said before, is providing service, providing food, providing drink, helping the person get in, get out, or whatever, and mora refers to things you don't do. So you don't stand many homes, the father and the mother both have certain seats at the table. It's at a Shabbos table or whatever. Sometimes in the living room there's a certain chair that the father and the mother always sits in, so the child, unless the parents are mochel, sometimes they're mochel. Okay. But usually, otherwise, the children should not sit in those seats and so on. La'omim koma, la'yoshim koma, lo'soses dvaro, lo'machriyas, you know, you don't contradict in a disrespectful way what they say. So what's the story there? Is there mora by in-laws as well? Does that apply to in-laws too? It's not as clear because everything, all the sources we saw till now, we're talking about covered. So the Sefer Chassidim, Simen Shin Mem Hei 54, it's Aviv Kibud, Kibud, Aviv Mora. By parents, you have Kibud and Mora. So the Chidah, another one of his many Svarim, wrote a commentary on the Sefer Chassidim called Bris Olam. Bris Olam, source 55, the Bris Olam, and that's Simen in the Sefer Chassidim in 55. Okay. Aviv Bechor, Aviv Mora, Kain Torah Loma, Ubaha, the pasuk in Shmuel, "Va'avi rei gamrei shechayev adam b'chvod chamiv v'lo amru shechayev b'mora." Chidon notes that never says that there's an obligation of mora for in-laws. Okay, because by parent there's two things, kaved and ishrut tiro. But kaved no chsiv ela avi chadzim na ani omer tafas demu tafas v'shad should go on kaved and not necessarily on mora. Interesting question, open question. We saw them again. The Chidon derives from this. Say for Chassidim that maybe there is no mitzvah of Mora by in-laws, just a mitzvah of Kavod. In terms of the source for this, or in terms of the nature, the type of obligation it is, so the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim wrote, Sefer Charedim, Reb Azkari, we have a Sefer HaMitzvahs in him called the Sefer Charedim. Not the word Charedim as used today, just me. It's a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He also wrote a parish on certain Masechtas in Yerushalm we have in Brachas. And one of them is the parish of the Charedim on the side, maybe more than one on the side, the parish of the Charedim on the side of the page. So he wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs in a very unusual fashion. You know, there are numerous different authorities over the years who wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Chinuch is probably the most famous because it follows the order, you know, like in the playbill, the cast in order of appearance. So you have the Sefer Charedim, the Sefer Chinuch is the mitzvahs in order of appearance. Every Sedri has all the mitzvahs by the Sedri. The Rambam had his own order. Okay, the Rambam, many people struggle, why did he put this there? The Rambam has his order, and other people have a different order. But the Charedim kind of tried to divide up the mitzvahs based on which organ of the body you use for the mitzvah. These are mitzvahs done with the hand. These are mitzvahs done with the leg. These are mitzvahs done with your mouth. These are done with your heart and your mind, whatever. So anyway, so the Sefer Charedim, in discussing this mitzvah and Perek Dalet in this arrangement, and 50 different arrangements of it, he says, we have a number of different things that someone alluded to it before, that are extended based on drushas from Kabed Es Avicha Ves Imecha. Okay? For example, Es Avicha will come to me, Marbe Eishes Avicha. Let's say my father, it happens to me, my mother Lashon passed away a number of years ago, many years ago, almost 20 years ago, so my father remarried. So it's not my mother, but it's my father's wife. So I have an obligation, not to her, per se, to my father. Es Avicha L'Rabos Eish Avicha Ves Imecha L'Rabos Bali Mecha. Okay, and everything the Charedim points out that is included by the extra S is considered a din d'oraisa. So a few lines later he writes, V'cheino ish chayev b'chvod chami v'chamoso. Why? Never mind, I mean, he quotes in the story with Shmuel, but he says conceptually, he says, V'taima mishum d'ish v'ishto kechad gufo chashivi. Right? Ishto kegufo, baal kishto. A man and a woman are considered like one, v'hayu l'basar echad. He just says conceptually. Right, a husband and wife come together. There's Hashem, they're like one unit, they're like one. So my wife's father is like my father, my wife's father is like my mother. Back, that's how the Charedim explains. And therefore, by putting it here, okay, he seems to say it's a din d'oraisa. This chiyuv is not stama drosha. We learn what exactly the mocker is. It's from David HaMelech, it's from Moshe, from whatever it's from. But the Charedim counts it as a mitzvah d'oraisa to honor the in-laws because that's what he says. It's just an extension of the parents. Okay? And then he has a ton of debelio. That's what Tuf Dalet Aleph stands for. Ton of debelio. It's parakavav. Those who want to look it up. It says, in the Aseres HaDivros, near Kibbutz Av Ha'Em is lo sinaf, not to commit adultery. Mainan zeh tzelzeh lemarchashim nosa adam isha v'hi eina mechaberes avimo basic nosa, and especially harei kilu noif. You know, I'm with my wife, and if she doesn't respect my parents, it's like I'm with another woman, I'm with someone, it's a form, so to speak, of adultery. Elsewhere as well, the Charedim Parakei 57 also says it's like a dindo rice because the same exact Raya there in 57, because Kevon the Isha Ubaila Kechad Gufa Chashivi, so Chomi Bechamosa Shal Ish, Kelvin Vimo Domi Bechai Bechodom, Bechamia Bechamosa Shal Kabima Domu, and therefore it's all a Dindoraisa. Others disagree with the Charedim in terms of the source of the mitzvah, the Chayodom, Chelak Alav Chal Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Zayin. Okay, talks about first of all, you can be mochel certain types of chavid. In parentheses, he writes, "V'tzarich iyun la poskim de chavid chamiv hu doraisa." He finds it problematical. If the husband has an obligation to his parents and says that the husband can be mochel, how can he mochel what's due to his parents when he has that same chiyuv? So he shouldn't be able to be mochel if it's doraisa. So therefore, he says it's only drabbanan. The Shah's Tshuva is Tshuva Me'ava, that's a Talmud of the Noda Behuda, Rabbi Elazar Fleckelis, his name is at the end of 59. Tshuva Me'ava Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Ayin Hey. He says, he talks about the Avelis issue and writes, Ein Ola Smach Be'alma. He says it's only a Smach, Asmachta, it's only the Rabbanon, and he's bothered a little bit at the end, why did it only say Chomi but not Chamoso? Okay, it should have been both, okay, which we already explained. Number 60, the Minchas Alozo. The Minchas Alozo is the Munkach Rebbe in Europe, in Munkach. He's the grandfather, I think, of the present, the grandfather of the present Munkach Rebbe. So in the Belezer, Minchas Alozo. So, Charles of Minchas Alozo, Chela Gimel, Simon Lamed Gimel, he analyzes the whole thing, and if you want to read a good summary of a lot of the stuff we said, it's there. He says it's only Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means at best it's from Navi. He rejects the whole limit from the Chumash. And he said at best, and he said it's not a Divrei Kabbalah. Sometimes, by the way, when the poskim here speak about Divrei Kabbalah, they're not talking about Kabbalistic. They're talking about Kabbalah, the Nevi'im, you know, it's a tradition. And so not Kabbalah, and they call Kabbalah today, you know, the mystical. But he says sometimes you find Divrei Kabbalah considered like Divrei Torah. He thinks this is not such a case. You want to read it over there. Finally, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, says very simply, but I should mention there's a letter called it's not available on the computer. There's a letter called the Igeres HaGro. When the Gro tried to make a trip to Eretz Yisrael. He left Europe and there's some stories about it. Never made it, huh? To Eretz Yisrael. He had to turn around a bit. Remember, before he left, he wrote an Igeres, like a letter to his children, sort of like a goodbye letter with all kinds of instructions. And one of the things he said there is to be very careful with proper respect for in-laws. Anyway, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Chof writes, 61, Chayav Adam Bichvod Achim Agadol Mimenu. It's another din for a different time. I always like that one because I'm the oldest in the family, in my family. You have to honor the older brother. Okay, we'll talk about that a different time. Bichayav Adam Bichvod Chomi Vichamoso, Kinusin V'Dabar HaMelech. And he also mentions grandparents here. Okay, there's a commentary on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch called the Shar Mitzvah B'Halacha. Rabbi Brown wrote a commentary on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's called Shar Mitzvah B'Halacha. He also wrote on Shas, with great bread. The story I heard that the Rabbi Teitz of Halacha from Elizabeth, the old Rabbi Teitz, of Pinchas Teitz, said after they printed the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch with the Shar Mitzvah B'Halacha, it's not a Kitzur anymore. Because he wrote a long commentary. It's not all I did was Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. To keep it simple, he brought in more modern type of questions. Anyway, one of the things he discusses is what if the in-laws don't get along? That sometimes happens. And so my parents tell me, I don't want you going there for Pesach, and all these problems have come up. That can come up, but he said, nevertheless, there is such a chiyuv. You have to figure out how to negotiate that. The Ravad Yosef concludes in 62, Shuvah Zichavadas Chelevov Simen Nun Aleph. Ravad writes, Chayev Odom L'Chavad Es Chomev B'Kima V'Hidur. Okay, like your Mechavad Zekenim Chashuvim, but it's not the same as the father, he writes, and it's a Sardi practice. V'yesh nogim gam ken l'nashek yidei chomev derech kovod v'yikar. You kiss the hand. The Sardim do that. They kiss the hand. The chen roi lasos. And certainly, v'prat k'sheh chomev ben toru ba ma'isim tovim, and so on and so forth. And v'chen hu adin shechayv l'chavet es chamoso k'roi lo. You have to give the mother-in-law as well. And, again, he has some of the makaris. So bottom line, is there certainly seems to be a chiyuv. There's some discussion what the extent of the chiyuv is, whether it's a chiyuv of... Mamish the same as Kibbutz of Aim, but nevertheless, according to Charedim, we're even dealing with the Din Doraisa, so this is something we should bear in mind. Have a wonderful day.
That she has more of a chiv than
Chabed.
So his parents.
Is
that right?
No, not really. It's hard to say that, but logically right. Yeah, logically right. But not to say that. Well, actually, one person did say that.
She has a bigger hand.
What's her name? Who's next?
All right, Joshua Blass and Rabbi.